like a teenage boy. He's just all arms and legs, always stumbling over things. You'd say he's
a stumbler.
Okay. Or if he's always dropping things, breaking things and falling down, you'd say he's
clumsy.
Okay. And if a person just keeps on doing things that don't make any sense, you say he's just a plain
mean.
Or he does things that don't make any sense, and he keeps on doing them. You say he's just a
stupid.
Okay. Would you ever call him a fool?
Well, you could do it, but it's not. It says things in hell far to call him a fool, but you do it sometimes.
Uh-huh. And someone who has a lot of money but never spends any money.
He's stingy.
Or he's a
greedy gut.
Okay. And when you say that a person is common, what does that mean?
He's just friendly and nice.
Mm-hmm. What about when you say that a girl is very common?
Well, she's the same way, I reckon.
Mm-hmm. And
friendly and nice.
Mm-hmm. Say an old person who still gets around real well and doesn't show his age, you say that
he looks good for his age.
Uh-huh. He's mighty. What for his age?
Looks mighty young.
Uh-huh. You say that he's spry or...
He gets around spry.
Uh-huh. Any other word besides spry?
Gets around fast.
Uh-huh. And say a child might say, well, I'm not going to go upstairs in the dark. I'm...
scared.
And... say if your children were out later than usual, you say, well, I don't guess there's anything wrong, but still I can't help feeling a little...
worried.
Or a little... you wouldn't say you felt easy about it, you'd say you felt...
a little worried about it.
Or you wouldn't feel easy, you'd feel...
bad about it.
Or...
Now, what would you say?
Well, using the word easy, you'd say you wouldn't feel easy, you'd feel...
bothered.
Okay. And you might say, well, they'll get home all right, just don't...
worry about them.
And somebody who leaves a lot of money on the table and goes outside and doesn't even bother to lock the door, you say he's mighty...
careless.
And someone who's real sure of... his own ways. He makes up his mind and then you can't argue with him. He won't ever admit he's wrong. You say that he's mighty...
hard-headed.
Okay. And you say, you better not tease him about that.
He'll get mad.
Because on that subject, he's mighty...
catches.
Okay. And if someone's about to lose their temper, you could tell them to just keep...
calm.
And... if you had been working very hard, you'd say you were very...
tired.
Any other words you might use?
Wow.
Okay. And... say, there's nothing really wrong with Aunt Lizzie, but sometimes she acts kind of...
funny.
Anything else?
Funny acting.
Uh-huh. Would you ever say queer or quar?
Well, you can say queer if you want to.
What does that mean?
If you're just acting queer, that's funny, I reckon.
Mm-hmm. Would you use that word yourself?
No, I wouldn't. I would say she's acting funny.
Has the word queer changed meanings recently?